Playing a gumbo of the world's finest rock. This is world famous outlaw station. It's Fabrication Nation. The Rod Man broadcasting live. It is FabTech 2024, day three. If you can't tell my voice, it sounds like day three, but that's all right. We're having a good time, having some fun, meeting lots of great people here. In fact, I got somebody new with me. Tell me your name and who you're with, man.
Yeah, my name's Jason Hillenbrand, and I'm with Amata America. I'm the vice president of products and engineering with them.
Nice, man. So, what do you think of FabTech this year, huh?
Great. I mean, pleasantly surprised after you had Hurricane Milton coming through.
Right, back
to
back.
And you're thinking, like, you know, the possibilities of this being canceled. And there's so much time and planning and expense.
It would have been.
It would have been a disaster. Right. And actually, it's turned out to be one of the better ones.
That's what Carell said as well. You know, the thing is it also it helps the people that work here and live here. You know, this is their livelihood. So it's great that we were able to have this show and keep these people working. They need to get back to it, you know, to get back to doing what they do and getting back to normal. So
absolutely,
it's really cool. So tell me about your company, what you guys got going on, where you're based out of.
Yeah, so Amata America, we're actually a Japanese-owned company, but in the United States, we've been here since 1971.
Wow.
We're based in Winter Park, California. That's our U.S. headquarters. We're a world leader in the fabricating equipment world. So
absolutely,
when you talk about lasers, press brakes, punching machines, we're
you're the
one of
standard.
Very top.
I know who you are, but I wanted our listeners to know. That's the reason I wanted you to say, because as far as I'm concerned, it's the standard.
Yeah,
I mean,
appreciate
it really
that.
Is.
Yeah.
I mean, no jokes aside, it really is.
Yeah, thank you.
You know, you guys have been around since I've been alive. I mean, we're around the same age, actually, but we're right there. I'm 70. So,
we'll look like it.
Yeah, we're right there at the same thing, you know? But it's phenomenal. So, you know, tell me all the different things you've got going on right now currently with your company.
Yeah, so, you know, at the booth especially, it's, you know, these shows like this is where you want to introduce some of the newest technology out there. So we've got some, you know, we used to think 6,000-watt lasers were really big, you know, and you walk around the show, you're going to see 20, I don't even know what the biggest one here is.
Bigger and bigger.
Oh, my gosh. But now we introduced the 26-kilowatt. We figured, okay, we have customers that want this, so they want
impressive.
That.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it's big.
I just want to tell my friends on a laser.
Yeah, right.
You know?
It's,
like,
it's amazing.
That's huge, yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What else you got going on?
No, I was just going to tell you that, you know, the other stuff, a lot of it's about automation, you know, and that gets into a whole nother conversation, and maybe we can hit on it while we're talking, but it's the, you know, it's the skilled labor gap. So people are having such a hard time finding people to come into their shop and get stuff done.
I'm hearing that over and over this weekend. Yes, it's a common theme.
It's tough. And so a lot of what we're showing here, it's hard to pack it into a three-day show and get that kind of equipment in, but we have some robotic bending cells over there. We've got automation to load and unload the lasers. We've got a part picking device. So after the laser is finished, it'll take the parts out and stack it. So it just kind of eliminates the manual intervention just to keep
that production going, the quality as well, not to mention safety, things
absolutely
like that.
Absolutely, safety is the big
one. I mean, in which all those things add up to money, you know, for the companies using these products, you know, if they can save money and maintain quality, you know, and not be dependent on a workforce that may or may not be there when they need it, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You need to be looking at automation as the future because, you know, everything's not going to be automated. Don't worry, it's not going to get rid of every job. You have to have people, you know, that, you know, work with the machines as well, you know, so it's just different skill sets is what we're looking at as this industry transitions and, you know, becomes bigger going forward. But I think that's amazing, you know?
100%. And what you just said is extremely important for your listeners to catch on to sometimes. That automation scares people.
Right.
But I can tell you, we have customers all over the country who have gone automated and have increased their labor force.
Right.
Because they are increasing their productivity, which means they're getting more business. They need more people
Bingo.
To substitute them.
That is so important. I'm glad you touched on that. That's the reason I brought it up, because people automatically, when they hear automation, they're like, well, you're taking all our jobs.
No,
we're not taking all your jobs. No, we're going to help you do a better job, be more efficient. And the thing is, that usually translates to more business. What does more business mean? More employees. That means more opportunities, more jobs. It's maybe a different skill set that you have to add to the repertoire of skill sets you already have as being a fabricator, but that's okay. We always need to be learning and growing, and, you know, as long as you're green, you're growing. If you think you know it all, you fall off the tree. You
that's
know,
right.
You're rotten. So I think that's very important. And you guys being a leader in that part, you know, I think that's so quintessential, you know, to where we are right now in this day in fabricating.
Yeah, exactly. And that's one of the other things that, you're trying to draw this younger generation into that. If you look, you know, there's a lot of different people out there. You know, Mike Rowe does a great job, and there's different organizations. I served on the NBT Nuts, Bolts, and Thingamajigs board with FMA, Fabricators and Manufacturers Association. And so Amada actually is their primary sponsor for their annual gala event.
I follow them. Know exactly what you're talking about. We talked about it on the radio, about the gala, actually.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
It's such a big deal to try to attract this younger generation.
Yes.
They just have, you know, I think part of it is they have this misnomer of what manufacturing looks like. The big, dirty shops and dark dungeons and all of this stuff. And then when you come to a show like this and you see the equipment and the technology, we need the younger, they know these computers really well.
It's second nature to them. They adapt very quick. They learn very quick. They know, you know, it's organic to them, you know.
Exactly.
One of the things that we're really big on that I want to get started with Fabrication Nation plays right into that, because we want to go out to the high schools, things like that, where these places are, these, you know, different shops that are, you know, putting out this new, you know, young talent, and reward them like a college signing day. We're making a big deal. You know, we make a big deal when someone signs a scholarship for basketball or football, but what about if they're a fantastic welder, a fantastic fabricator? I think we need to make a bigger deal out of it than we are. We need to have, you know, opportunities for those people, like a signing day, and you go, you know what, this is your signing day. Let's make a big deal. Show up at your high school or your technical college and celebrate that, and, you know, make, bring the TV stations out and make a big deal about it and show the youth that this is a path forward to a bright future. Really is, you know. This is the trades that you need to learn going forward, because this is truly what is making America great again, these skill sets.
Yeah. You want to see a young person smile and feel like they've truly accomplished something? Show them how to weld something.
Yeah.
Show them how to cut something and bend it and put it together. I don't care what they've done in their life up to that point. That is something that's extremely unique, and you see it in their faces.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. You gave me chill bumps when you said that. Because I know you're right. You're absolutely right. I got a 16 and 17-year-old, and when I show them something like that, it's almost you're having the epiphany that they can do this. And they're like, wow. And then they enjoy it, too, you know. And again, I think it's a skill set, the trades that we need to encourage the next generation, because the opportunity's there. The opportunity's there. It's the area that's growing. We need these guys to get on board with it. So I think that's fantastic that you guys are on the forefront of that as well, bringing in the next generation. So
thank you, that's good stuff.
Anything looking forward for the next year?
Well, you know, I think right now we're a lot of manufacturers waiting to see what's going on with the election.
But
I think once that gets going, you know, that's the one thing that I do see and hear. You know, I've talked to a lot of people, I know you have, about what they think's going on. Yeah, there's a little bit of a softening right now. Interest rates still make it kind of hard to finance some of these more expensive machines, but I don't think anybody's discouraged.
Yeah.
People are still busy. There's still work to be had. I think there's a lot of pride in the United States right now with manufacturing in the U.S. I mean, Amada, we build about 60 to 70% of what we sell in the United States, we build in the United States.
That's fantastic.
We have 600,000 square feet of manufacturing space in the U.S. We build our lasers here, our automation, our press brakes.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, yeah, I think that's what we all are going to try to continue to do.
I agree. I think that's it. You're absolutely right in the wheelhouse. Exactly right, because that's one of the reasons, even with Fabrication Nation, is we see that coming. We see the surge in that. When we think that these people, this is where, you know, the next generation of fabricators is coming up, and we need to be there to help assist them, because this is going to, you know, it's going to go back up again. You know, you can tell everything's going in that direction. I think everybody right now is just waiting to see, like you said, it's going to have an election. I think the first year is going to be fantastic, though. I have high hopes for it. So I appreciate you coming by and stopping in and talking to us, man. I really
do. Thank you, Rock.
Anything else you want to cover, man? You got going?
No, you know, the only other thing is, what did you think about that race car sitting out front?
Oh, man.
That IndyCar?
It was sharp. I wanted to take it for a drive, you know. I saw that y'all had that. I was like, dude, that is awesome.
Well, that's a great partnership for us, too. So Bobby Ray Hall, you know, Indy 500 champion and three-time champion owner. And so RLL Racing, so that's Ray Hall, Letterman, and Lanigan. And so we kind of got into working with them a couple years ago, but you know, it's kind of a hard move to do that, because you're looking at, well, that's IndyCar racing, we're manufacturing, we're fabricating. But I'm going to tell you, since we've gotten involved with them, the amount of response we've gotten from the manufacturing world, it has really helped them from a visual standpoint of people watching the race and doing that kind of stuff. and getting involved in manufacturing. Right. That's kind of creating some interest for it. It excites people.
I was going to say, and it's sexy. Let's be honest, all right?
Yeah,
the car is sexy. Racing, you know, people love it. It encourages them to take a second look, perhaps, and look in. I think it's fantastic you guys are doing
pretty
that.
Neat.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much for coming by.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it. This is honestly my honor to be able to interview you and sit and talk with you. I really appreciate you so much.
I appreciate that.
So, again, one more time, they're looking for you. I know everybody knows you, but in case they're under a rock, where can they find you online?
www.amata.com.
There you go. Stick around. We got some great music coming your way as we continue to broadcast live from FabTech 2024 in Orlando, Florida, to Gumbo with the world's finest rock made for you, the Fabricators, right here on Fabrication Nation.